Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. This month's play, The Difference, written by Sidney Ahern, features young participants from Riverfront Playhouse's Junior Playwrights Night Out. It will be followed with an interview with students who took part. As the play opens, a reporter is gathering facts about a fight between two men.
Do I just sit anywhere?
That seat's fine.
So, do I just tell you what happened?
What you think happened, yes.
Okay. I was walking down the street when a guy comes crashing into me.
Alexander?
Yeah.
What do you do when he ran into you?
I pushed him off me, as a reflex, and kept going. Gotta pick up the kids, you know?
Sure.
Their daycare's right down the street, and it was my turn to go get them. My wife goes to a yoga class on Wednesdays, so...
What did Alexander do when you pushed him off you?
Well, I tried to keep walking, but he was in front of me. I couldn't get around him, and then, out of nowhere, he punched me. I wasn't doing anything, just minding my business. It was like he went rogue.
So he started it.
I wouldn't ever start a fight. I have two kids, a wife, a family. Really, I wouldn't have fought if I didn't have to. My old man always said, if you ever get in a fight, get out of it as fast as you can.
That's wonderful. Real inspirational. Did you know when you were fighting he was Alexander Jackson, the football player?
Well, I knew he was a big guy. Even bigger in person. But I didn't know he was famous or anything. Or I wouldn't have caused such a fuss.
You wouldn't have caused such a fuss.
Well, Alexander made me hit him.
How?
I can't predict the future. Maybe he was going to kill me. Or at the very least, I would have been hospitalized for a while. I had to fight. I was fighting for my life.
So you think what you did was justified?
I didn't do anything.
You hit him.
After he hit me.
All right.
Okay. All right. Good.
Why do you think this event happened?
Why does anything happen? Who knows why we even exist? Frick science, it can't tell us why we work like this. And why do we even have money? It's obviously the source of all our problems. Like, if you don't have it, all you can think about is how you're going to get it. And if you do, then all you think about is how you'll manage it. It's too time-consuming. I say we just get rid of it. Get rid of it all and go back to being nomads. What do you think?
I think it's weird when people say frick instead of...
I have kids.
You didn't answer the question?
Huh?
Why did you think you had a fight with Alexander Jackson?
He punched me!
So you punched back?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I think I have what I need from you.
Oh. I guess I'll go then.
Thank you for doing this.
Had to get my word in. You know, whoever you write for could hurt my career. I have a family to support. Two boys who need food, clothes, a home. Jackson has loads of money. He could bounce back, trust me. I know. But I wouldn't. If I lose my job because of this, I'm screwed. Just keep that in mind, okay?
Have a seat.
Hi.
So, Alexander.
Please, call me Alex.
Okay, Alex. In your words, what happened with Jake Myers?
Alright. So I stumble out of my apartment in front of a few people. One of those being Myers. He was in kinda a hurry, so as I'm walking in front of me, he pushes me out of the way.
Wait, you didn't run into him?
No, I never touched him before yet. Is there a problem?
No, continue.
When Jake shoved me, I moved like 3 feet behind. I walked towards him, a little angry, and he puts his fists up, like he's gonna fight the idiot. Then, he was gonna punch me, but I blocked and hit him. There was nothing else to do. I couldn't just wait for the next attack, and it was obvious he was a violent guy. I mean, he touched me first.
So you think he started it?
Think? Buddy, I know. What you writing?
You sound cocky, Alex. Why?
Cocky? I'm confident.
Fine. Why are you confident?
I'm just a naturally confident poison.
Why are you confident that he started it?
I don't have anger. I wiped it out in the field. Can't fight without anger.
So why did you engage in the fight?
Simple, Doc. Self-defense.
If he hadn't raised his hands, would you have hit back?
What kind of a question is that? Of course not. I don't just get in fights with people because I'm a big guy.
How many people mess with a big guy?
No one. Most people a smite.
So then why did Jake shove you?
Isn't that a question for him? I guess he wanted to prove that he could win a fight against some bigger guy. Establish dominance.
Did he establish dominance?
Well, he certainly didn't win.
Who won?
God, I don't know. Someone pulled us apart before we could do any real damage.
You were planning on doing damage?
No. It was just to stop him from hurting me.
So you think without you preventing him, Jake would have hurt you?
Please. No one can hurt me.
Then why did you hit him?
To stop him from doing it first? Jake put up his fists. He was planning on hitting. What was I supposed to do?
You said you were invincible?
Yep.
And then you said you were afraid if some guy was gonna hurt you.
I never said I was afraid of him.
So then why'd you fight?
Jeez, you really know how to get it out of a guy. Ever consider being a lawyer?
Nope. Why'd you fight him?
I told you. Didn't want him to go too far, so I put an end to it.
When did it end?
Some chick pulled him off me.
Who? Do you remember her name?
Katie something. She was watching through a store window and then decided to stop it. She just kind of threw stuff at us until we snapped out of it. Fletcherman, I think. Yeah, Katie Fletcherman.
Perfect. I think we're done here. Thank you.
Take this cash as a little thank you for writing this and including my insight.
Sir, I'm not taking that.
Think of it like I'm paying you for your time.
It sounds like you're paying me for my article to be written following your story.
Jake isn't a factor. I'm a celebrity. I'm famous. I got a mansion to live in. Jake is nothing to me. Why would I lie?
Look, Alex, I'm not going to take this bribery, so put your money back in your pockets.
Just think about it, okay? I could get kicked off the team. Let me know.
What the hell am I gonna do?
How's the article going?
Oh, hey, Jessica. Fine.
Can I read what you have?
Sure.
On March 28th, Alexander Jackson and Jake Myers engaged in a fight. Alexander, the football player, was walking from his apartment and ran into Jake, who was going to pick up his two children. That's all you have.
They both gave me completely different stories. What was I supposed to do?
Neither of them wanted to take the blame.
Jake said Alex threw the first punch, but Alex says Jake did.
Was there anyone watching the fight? Like a bystander?
Some girl, Katie Fletcherman, saw from her window. She stopped the fight.
Perfect. Just interview her and go with her story.
That's a really good idea.
Well, don't act so surprised. I am your boss.
But I don't have her contact information.
It's called the internet.
Oh, yeah.
This thing needs to be finished by Tuesday at 9. No later, all right?
All right. See you then. Hey.
Hi.
So, tell me what happened on March 28th, from what you saw.
Okay. Well, Alex ran out of his apartment building door and ran into Jake. Jake shoved him off himself. Like, Alex moved multiple feet, and then Alex punched him. That's really it.
Wait, did, like, I don't know, Jake put his fist up?
Oh yeah, he did, but only once he saw Alex was gonna hit him.
So Alex started it?
Well, Jake pushed Alex first.
So Jake started it?
I don't think either of them started it.
But how's that possible?
It just looked like a misunderstanding. Like, if Alex had stopped and asked Jake why he had shoved him, none of this would have happened.
Why did Jake shove him?
They ran into each other. He needed to get somewhere quickly, so he got rid of the bump in his road.
So if Alex hadn't been more aware, none of this would have happened.
I guess.
So it was Alex's fault.
If Jake hadn't shoved him, they wouldn't have fought either.
So Jake started it?
No, they both did things that led to fighting.
So it was no one's fault?
It was both of their faults.
Okay, then who would you say won?
Alex, I guess. But he didn't get to finish. I pulled him apart before anything could really happen.
Why'd you pull them apart?
Because they were making fools out of themselves. Can you imagine two grown men fighting in the middle of the street because they ran into each other?
Yeah.
Personally, I think it isn't worth anyone's time. It shouldn't even be in the paper. It's so stupid. People fight all of the time. Just because it was some semi-famous person doesn't mean it has to go all over the news.
But how am I going to get paid if I don't finish this?
God, I don't know. Start a lemonade stand.
No, that's ridiculous. I have to finish this.
Fine. Write that they're both immature boys that don't deserve to be publicized.
No, I'll write that it was a misunderstanding and that everything between them is resolved so the public can go back to whatever they do.
Have they even talked to each other since the fight?
Well, no.
So you're lying.
No, it's just...
Just what?
Saying the truth ruins both of their lives.
So what I'm hearing is that both of these idiots who got into a fight over running into each other won't take responsibility because neither of them wants to deal with the consequences.
Well, I mean, yeah, but is it really worth their entire future?
So you'd rather lie to everybody than tell the truth?
Is there really any other option, Katie?
Don't write about it.
I'll get fired.
You shouldn't take the hit for Alex and Jack.
But then they're... Lives are ruined for a stupid misunderstanding.
Is it really stupid, though?
Yeah, just a fight.
If it's just a fight, then why are their lives being turned upside down? One fight means there's a lot more going behind the scenes of both of their lives that no one knows about.
Then I'd tell the truth.
Finally.
If they can't deal with it, too bad.
Good. Are we done here?
I guess. Thanks. You really helped. No, wait, don't go. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Why do you care so much about this?
Every girl has their story of an awful man who used violence to get their way. Mine got away with it for too long until I told somebody. And he's in jail, thank God.
I'm so sorry.
I just wish I had said something sooner, before it got too bad.
You have been listening to The Difference, written by Sydney Ahern. The cast featured Freya Hansen, Addison McClure, Danessa Lemos, Thorin Hansen, and Tazio Russo. Next, we have an interview in studio with those students who took part in Riverfront Playhouse's Junior Playwrights Night Out and joined us here on Scratched Up Radio Theater.
Yeah, you've been listening to The Difference. And I just happen to have here in the studio all of the actors and writers and the director of these plays. And we are going to, as listeners, we're going to get to know these people a little bit. Very talented local kids from the community, ranging in age from 11 to 18. Okay, so we have a wide range of very talented young people here in the studio today. And I think you're going to find it really interesting. They've written some fine plays. They've done some great acting. So let's get to know them. Let's start with our writers. Sydney, you wrote The Difference. Why don't you tell us a little bit about The Difference, what it's supposed to be about, what it is about, and where the inspiration came from. Where'd you get the ideas? It's a great play.
The Difference is about two men who get into a fight, but neither one of them wants to take the blame. So the reporter, who's focusing on the fight, doesn't know what to write about.
Good job. Well, it's a great play, and I think it reflects real life. Nice job on that play. And so we have killer content. The first play that we started off with back a month ago in July, Grace Coe and Molly Peterson, you two wrote it. So Grace Coe, why don't you start us off with a few words about that play, a little bit of the inspiration, maybe. And then we'll hand it off to Molly, and she can tell us some details, too.
Thank you for having us. So, Killer Content, it was based off of a short skit from Stanti Potenza, who is currently, they just had their first big comedy show. So, shout out to them. We love them. We've been watching them for a while. But, basically, they had a short skit about premise, about a serial killer comforting this girl who's in a really toxic relationship with a YouTuber who plays terrible pranks on her. He manipulates her. It's awful. And with the skit that Stanti Potenza made, the skit is all about like them meeting up. But with what we had, we decided to take that premise and make into a whole story about like the girlfriend and the serial killer actually meeting up with the boyfriend and taking things to the next level. I'm crunching my fist right now.
Nice job. It's a fascinating play, very unique characters. Molly Peterson, why don't you tell us a few words?
The play was really interesting for me to write because I have not written a character like Chad before.
So did Chad come out of your head?
Yeah, he's just a stereotypical frat guy who just ended up in this relationship with Rosie. Kind of a mess. It was kind of a mess for their relationship anyway. It was a mess.
Yeah.
I really wanted to play into the fact that he was just a stereotype, but he was actually kind of a terrible person off camera, if you can see that in the play a little bit.
Yeah, you did a great job. Yeah, it was very entertaining. Not only that, but kind of opened my world to what vlogging is all about. You know, I've heard the term. I'm kind of an old-fashioned guy. Thing about getting all your likes, and yeah, it's really cool. Good play. We have Redemption, and that's Madeline Rose Brown. She wrote that, and could you tell us a little bit about that, Madeline?
So Redemption is about three teenage girls who get in a fight in high school. This fight results in them splitting off for about 6 years when they get to reconnect in a grocery store after they've all graduated college. It's kind of inspired off the smiles you're yet to see in your life.
Okay, well, let's talk to the actors now. We want to let you know who was playing what parts. Does anybody want to go first? Just tell us what play you were in or which plays you were in, and maybe tell us what it was like to be on stage. What's the difference between stage and radio? That sort of thing.
My name's Danessa Lemos, and I played the serial killer in Killer Content and the reporter in The Difference. I took a big inspiration off of a lot of different actresses and actors, such as Johnny Depp, being a lot of different characters and people with different personalities, and he just has a lot of charisma with his acting and is a very kind and courageous person to everyone that crosses his path. And I really hope that I can keep doing acting in the future in high school and college. And I really hope after college I get to turn acting in theater into acting in TV shows or movies such as Outer Banks and Stranger Things.
All right, Danessa, good job. How about somebody else? Anybody want to step up to the mic, talk about the roles you played, what you did for this, you know, in this group? It can be the directing if you want, Tazio. Who would like to go next?
Hello, my name is Thorin Hansen, and I played Chad in Killer Content, as well as Alexander Jackson in The Difference.
You know, Thorin, my impression is that you've done some acting before. You seem pretty polished up there. Tell us a little bit about your experience prior to radio here.
Well, this is only the second thing that I've ever acted in. The first was a couple years ago. I was in a production of Peter Pan, where I actually played Mr. Darling and one of the ensemble pirates. So that's the only acting I've ever done before, but when I did it, I really liked it, and it just made me want to do that whenever I can. So I hope to do a lot more in the future.
Okay. Where are you going to school? I hear you're homeschooled now. Do you see acting school in the future, or are you going to stick to acting, do you think?
I'm going to try to do acting as much and as long as I can, so I'm going to try to do some acting when I get into college, maybe major in it, and then wherever I go from there, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Let's get somebody else up here.
My name is Sydney Ahern, and I played Rosie in Killer Content and Maggie in Redemption. For me, playing Rosie was all about standing up to a bully, which to Rosie was her boyfriend, Chad.
And you've done a little bit of radio, I heard, in the past. Didn't you do something with Lily here, our sound person? That was at the Riverfront. What was that play called? Soldier Girl. So you've got a little bit of experience. What are your plans for the future?
I plan on going to college and taking some acting classes while majoring in a different subject so I can continue to do theater, but not as my main.
Well, you know, we can't all be headline actors and actresses, but it's a great thing to shoot for. Yeah, go for it. Just go for it, but always have a fallback. Okay, let's hear from somebody else. Let's go Tazio.
Hi, my name is Tazio Russo, and I am the director of The Difference. I've put a couple years of acting under my belt, ranging from Shakespeare plays to musical theater, and even a couple radio shows. So when I was offered the chance to try directing for a change, I thought, why not? Let's give it a try. And it's a very rewarding job. You know, I mean, it has its difficulties, especially when you're working with a script written by someone else. You have to interpret that script correctly because they have a vision that they want to be on the stage just as much as you do. So you kind of have to blend your ideas with the ideas you get from the script. I wasn't always able to talk to the writers, so, you know, sometimes I just had to not necessarily guess, but feel things out. But when it comes to it and you see your actors either on the stage or behind the mic bringing the characters to life, it's very rewarding.
Good job, Tazio. You did a great job directing. And I don't know, I've seen you at the Riverfront. You're very impressive, quite the actor. Can we get Dagmar up there just to say a few words? Dagmar's only 11 years old and she did a fine job acting. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
My name is Dagmar Hansen, and I was Tommy in Redemption.
We're really going to try to get the rest. Who hasn't spoken yet at all?
Me. Hi, my name is Addison McClure, and I play as Lauren in Redemption and Katie in The Difference.
Well, you did a fine job, Addison.
Thank you.
Do you have aspirations for sticking to this craft?
Yes, I love theater. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, but haven't really gotten the chance to find anything. When I found this, I got really excited, and I'm a very ambitious person, and I do hope to continue theater and film as I grow older.
Cool. All right, well, it's we got a little free time here. I know Grace wants to say a few words. I think she wants to talk about her character development a little bit.
I have a whole tangent. I'm ready.
Come on up here, Grace. Why don't you tell us
all right
what you have there?
All right. So obviously we had Rosie, the serial killer, and then we had Chad.
Okay, we're talking about Killer Content again.
Yeah.
And okay, so talk about your characters.
Okay. So Rosie is our protagonist, and she's meant to be the character that you're supposed to project yourself on. Like, she doesn't have, like, an exact personality. It all depends on, like, what the actor puts into her. But most importantly, her character is survivors are supposed to project themselves onto Rosie. Since she's been with Chad, she has had a really rough life. With the manipulation of Chad and just, like, her self-confidence is wearing down. And me and my co-writer, Molly, we performed the Killer Content for our drama final. One thing I ad-libbed when I played Chad. My co-writer played Rosie. One thing I ad-libbed is at the end of his manipulation is like, you gotta stay here. What I ad-libbed is, you know I love you, right? Like, that's a key of manipulation. Like, you reel someone in, you'd wear down all of their confidence for them to escape this relationship. And then you reel them in again by saying, oh, well, this is for the best. You know I love you, right? It's awful. And that's what Chad represents.
I appreciate the insight into your characters. They're very extremely unique in that particular play. Mm-hmm. I want to say to all of you, thank you so much for coming in. You've really helped Scratch Up Radio Theater do something different. We hope to do this in the future. You all did a nice job at the Riverfront, and really hope to see you again. You've expressed interest in the future if we need young voices, so you might hear from me again. We just need the right plays, and we only put on one play a month, so we do need young voices. I could have used you guys about 2 months ago. You've been listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio out of Round Mountain in Bella Vista, and you've been listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. Thanks for tuning in, and have a nice evening.
You have been listening to an interview hosted by Jim Dowling with students who took part in Riverfront Playhouse's Junior Playwrights Night Out. The talented playwrights include Sydney Ahern, Grace Coe, Molly Peterson, and Madeline Rose Brown. Actors and directors that took part include Addison McClure, Freya Hansen, Thorin Hansen, Dagmar Hansen, Danessa Lemos, Sydney Ahern, and Tazio Russo. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night. Thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners, and especially during this pandemic when we cannot hold our several yearly fundraising events. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air, deal with the kind of technical difficulties we had last month, and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or if you prefer, send a check to KKRN PO Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California 96084.